愿大家平安。
May peace be to you
all。我们最近读经啊，《撒母耳记上》快要结束。
We have been reading First Samuel, and we are about to conclude Book of Samuel。
那在《撒母耳记上》里面啊，我们可以看到啊，先知跟君王的世代交替。
In the first Samuel, we can see the passing on from the prophet to king.
啊，先知就是从以利啊换到撒母耳。
We see that the prophet was passed on from Eli to Samuel.
那君王就是从扫罗换到大卫。
And the king was passed on from Saul to David.
啊，有时候我们在这个世界上看哦，不论好人坏人都有很多的朋友。
In this world, when we see whether a good or bad person, they all have many friends.
啊，所以有时候我们就很难判别到底做人应该怎么做。
So sometimes we find it difficult to determine how to be a right person.
啊，但是如果我们从以利到撒母耳或扫罗到大卫，我们却有一个结论。
But from Eli to Samuel or from Saul to David, we can draw a conclusion.
就是当我们成为一个神喜欢的人，
when we become a person that found in favor in the eyes of God,
那我们做人就是对的。
And then we have done the right thing.
那如果我们在神面前是神不喜欢的。
But if we have done things that's not pleasing to God,
不管我们在世界上有多少朋友、多成功，那就是不对的。
No matter how successful we are or how many friends we might have, it's not right in the eyes of God.
所以神是绝对的。
God is absolute.
如果神喜欢，就是对的。
If God is pleased, then it is right.
如果神不喜欢，就是不对，就是这么简单。
If God is not pleased, then it is not right. Simple as that.
所以我们做人就到最后就是要认识神。
So to be a person at the end is to know God.
那我们人跟人的互动其实如果我们是一个敬畏神的人，我们会考虑另外一个因素，就是神。
So between our interaction with another person, if we are a God-fearing person, we will surely consider the factor of God.
如果我们没有敬畏神，
If we do not fear God,
无论在家庭、在公司、在社会，我们人跟人就是人跟人，没有第三个。
Whether we are at family, at work, or in a society, our relationship will only be limited to us and other person.
但是如果我们敬畏神
，But however, if we fear God,
我们跟家人、跟其他人的关系，到最后都跟神有关系。
Our relationship with our family or with others all boils down to our relationship with God.
就是我们希望能够对待的好，能够得到神的喜欢。
In other words, that whatever we do, we want to find it pleasing in the eyes of God.
好，我们来看撒母耳记上。
So let's turn to First Samuel chapter 16.
13章。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上13章。
Chapter 13.Verse 14, but now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you.
这里讲神告诉扫罗，你的王位不长久。
Here, the Lord told Saul that his kingdom shall not continue.
然后神寻找一个合他心意的人。
And the Lord sought after himself a man after his own heart.
要立他作为君王。
And to commend him to be the commander over his people.
合神的心意。
Here said after his own heart.
也就是说，他所做的都是要得到神的喜欢。
In another word, everything that he does will find pleasing in the eyes of God.
那这样就是等于把神在生命中往上提，提到变成神了。
This is equivalent to raising God in the status in our life and in our heart.
因为神就是主，神就是王。
Because God is Lord and God is King.
所以生命中把神往上提，提到我所有都要讨他喜欢。 So in, 这样就对了。
In our lives, if we raise the status of God into the highest, so everything that we do, we aim to please Him, and this is the right thing to do.
好，我们现在看十六章。
Let's turn to chapter 16.
啊，沙漠记上十六章。
16,
第七节。
Verse 7.
从第七节，对。
Chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
在前面说，神告诉撒母耳到耶西的家啊，去膏一个他的孩子做王。
Earlier in the chapter, the Lord instructs Samuel to go to the home of Jesse to anoint David to be king.
那神没有说哪一个孩子。
But in the beginning, the Lord did not tell Samuel which child that he will anoint.
那我们就看哈、哦，这个撒母耳要膏耶西的儿子，他神没有告诉他哪一个，那他要怎么决定？
So God did not tell Samuel which son to anoint. So how does Samuel decide which one to anoint?
好，如果我们看第六节。
If we read verse 6,
这里说，他们来的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就说神受膏者必定在他面前，所以他看中了以利亚。
So here we see that when Samuel saw Eliab, he thought Eliab is the one.
但是到第七节啊，神对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌啊，他身材高大，我不拣选他。
But in verse 7, the Lord replied, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him."
哦，所以撒母耳也是人呐、啊。所以当撒母耳要想说要高一个当王哦，他就用眼睛去看，哎，这个人啊，人高马大，好，外貌也不错，哎，看起来像王。
So as we can see that Samuel is a person as well, because when he decided to choose a king to anoint the right person, he saw that Eliab was someone who has appearance.
那神就告诉他了，神跟人不一样。
But the Lord told him that the way the man sees is different from the God sees the heart.
人看人看外貌，神看人看内心。
In here it says the man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
所以对我们一个敬拜神的来说，
So for to us who are worshiping God,
我们活在这个很世俗的社会里面。
We live in this worldly earth.
大家都是看外貌。
Everyone look at our appearance.
但是我们要活在神的面前。
But in order to live in front of the Lord,
我们知道神不看外面这个，神看内心。
Because we know that God does not look at our outward appearance, but look at inside our heart.
那常常我们就想，那我怎么活呢
？So if we ask ourselves, how do we live?
所以为着在社会上生存
So in order to live in this world
在外貌上我们也是需要
We must have a certain appeal
从最表面就是外表的衣服装饰
Starting from our physical apparel
那有一些职业要开很好的车子他才能够做生意
And some vocation, some career require you to drive a nice car to have a job
那这个就是因为我们在社会上跟人在交往，我们需要的。
This is what is required when we interact with people in this society.
但是对一个有信仰的人来讲，我们知道这是在社会上生活必须的，但是在神面前，这不是人的价值。
So to a person who has faith in his heart, he would know that this is what is needed in this society, but in front of God, it is not required.
那如果这样，我们人生的方向就不会偏差。
So as long as we know that, then our direction in this world will not be deviated.
那如果我们没有这样，我们就很容易被世界同化。
But without knowing this fact, we are very easily conformed to this world.
圣经里面叫我们不要看外貌，有几个很重要的指示。
The Bible tells us not looking at our appearance. There are some guidelines for it.
第一个指示就是外貌不代表人的价值。
First, the appearance does not represent the value of a person.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
十六节
，verse 16， 16, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
这个地方说我们不再凭外貌来认人。
Here say that we no longer regard one from the flesh.
好像当时他们凭外貌来认耶稣。
Even back then, they know Christ according to the flesh.
其实主耶稣是神，非常荣耀。
Because our Lord Jesus is a God, He is glorious.
变貌山上，他就把荣耀表现出来。
In the Mount Transfiguration, He has shown His manifest His glory.
但是他既然连放枕头的地方都没有，可能他穿的衣服很普通。
But if he doesn't have a place to lay his head, then he probably have a very poor appearance.
他的外貌看起来像50岁，其实他只有30岁。
Even though he's only 30-some years old, but he looked like a 50-some years old.
他也没有家世背景。
He does not have any background.
所以就被文士好像一块石头把他丢掉了，这个没有用，不好看。
Therefore, he was cast aside by Pharisees and scribes.
但是这是神所拣选、所宝贵的。
But he is the one who was chosen and considered precious in sight of God.
所以今天我们人的价值是我们里面的灵性。
So today, a value of a person is determined by the spirituality of our person.
就是有没有像神创造亚当那个神的形象，这个是人的尊贵跟价值。
Whether we are able to manifest the image of the first Adam, this is our value and nobility.
所以在十七节说，在基督里他就是新造人，旧事已过，都变成新。
So therefore, in verse 17, say that when he's in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away.
所以我们在基督里面，我们对人的价值就有新的看法。
So when we are in Christ, we have a new way to determine the value of a person.
那第二个，这个凭外貌，这指着在旧约圣经指着审判。
Second, when we are talking about outward appearance, it also refers to the judgment.
这个旧约圣经说审判属于神。
The Bible tells us that judgment belongs to God.
所以不能够看外貌来判断人。
So we cannot judge a person by their outward appearance.
对错就是对错，而不是因为他是谁，对对错的看法判断就不同。
Right is right, wrong is wrong. We cannot deviate from it just because of their outward appearance.
但是这真的不简单。But
this is truly not easy at all.
人常常看咖啡是什么造出来的，来想象它是不是好不好。We
often, for example, for coffee, we often think about where it originally from to determine whether this coffee is good or not.
看它是哪一家，就代表它的价值。Or
which store was it brewed from?
但是真正上有价值的不一定跟它的牌子有关系。But
a true value is not determined by its brand.
所以人审判的时候不能看外貌。So
when we are judged, we are not judged by our appearance.
所以主耶稣说我的判断是真的。So
therefore Jesus said my judgment is true.
因为有神在我里面做他自己的事。Because
God is in him.
所以连法利赛人说他是不看人的情面。
Therefore, Pharisees say that he does not look at the face value or appearance of a person.
这是圣经第二个教训。And
this is a second teaching.
那第三个教训就是雅各书里面讲的。And
the third teaching is what was recorded in the book of James.
我们看雅各书第二章。James
chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章。James
chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1. Verse 1, my brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality.
第九节。
Verse 9, but if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors.
这里说不可按外貌待人。
So you cannot judge person or show partiality.
那接下去从第二节开始就在讲 一个人穿得非常的贵重。
So from verse 2 and onwards, it says that there is a man with a gold rings and a fine apparel.
那另外一个人穿得很简朴。
And then another poor man in filthy clothes.
那就对贵重的好，对简朴的就不理他。
So the one would pay attention to the one wearing fine clothes, and then not showing attention to the one with the filthy clothes.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们是偏心待人，用恶意断定人。
So you have shown partiality among yourselves.
所以这是不好的。
And this is wrong.
所以我们来到教会，对每一个人态度都一样，就像主耶稣对每一个人，这样就对了。
So when we come to church, our attitude to every single, every member in the church should be the same, just like Christ to us.
那如果我们把社会上对待人的来带到教会来，那就是不对。
But if we bring in the value in this world, how we treat others to the church, then this is not right.
因为他是按看外貌来待人。
Because this is judging according to our appearance.
好，那我们现在回到十六章，撒母耳记上十六章。
So let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 16.
第七节。
Verse 7.
这里讲神是看内心的。
Here say that God look at a person's heart.
既然这个不是，就问他说：“你还没有孩子呢？”
So since this is not a right one, so Samuel asked, "Do you have other sons?"
他说还有一个最小的在放羊。
There's one more who's shepherding.
那就请他来。
So please ask him to come.
然后到了十七节的下半句。
So on the latter part of verse 17,
神说这就是他，你要起来膏他。
This is the one you must arise and anoint him.
十二节下半句哈。那前面就说他的面貌光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。
And in verse 12 says that he was ruddy and bright eyes and good looking.
这个不是神用他的原因，这是他本来就有的条件。
And this is not a reason that God chose him or used him, but this is the what he already possessed.
所以在神看起来，在这个时候，大卫什么事情都还没有做。
But at this stage, David has not accomplished anything for the Lord.
但是神已经看出他的心了，所以神要用他。
But God has seen his heart, so therefore God wants to use him.
那后来大卫的心在两件事情在撒母耳记上两件事情可以看得出来，他确实是神喜欢的人。
So from two things that David has done, it shows that his heart was pleasing to God.
好，我们来看撒母耳记上的十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章。
1 Samuel chapter 17.
二十九节
，verse 29. And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?" 30. 30. Then he turned from him toward another and said the same thing. And these people answered him as the first one did.
这里讲大卫要去看他的兄弟。
Here say that David was to visit his brothers.
照着他父亲的吩咐，带着食物去。
And according to the instruction of his father, and bring the food to his brothers.
那他三个兄弟里面也都是在打仗的。
And the older three brothers were in the battlefield.
大卫去了，刚好看到哥利亚。
So when David went there, he happened to see the Goliath.
哥利亚在辱骂神的军队。
Goliath was calling the names in the army of God.
那以色列百姓都很害怕。
So Israel army was afraid.
因为哥利亚高一个头，身体又壮，出去跟他打一定死的。
Because Goliath was very tall and very strong.
那跟他打一定死的。
If they fight him, they will surely die.
那大卫他是一个。不是他是一个等于青年
So we know David was a youth.
那他看到这个景象他没有办法忍受得住。
So when he saw this, he could not stand no longer.
好，我们现在看二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
二十六节。
26. Then David spoke to the man who stood by him and saying.What shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
这里大卫说， 要除掉以色列人的耻辱。
Here David says is to remove the shame of Israelites.
以色列人是神的选民。
Now we know that Israelites are the chosen people of God.
以色列人受羞辱，就是神没有荣耀。
So when people of Israel are shamed, that means there is no glory for God.
因为他们是拜神的人。
Because they are God-fearing people.
所以他下面说，这非利士人是谁啊？竟敢向神的军队骂阵。
So they say. So that's why David say, "Who is this Philistine that dare to defy the army of God?"
所以大卫说，我来岂没有原因呢？他现在来，他要把神的羞辱把它拿掉，要让神重新得到荣耀。
So that's he proclaimed that he will remove the shame of God and regain the glory of God.
这个动机本身呢是神喜悦的。
And this motive itself is pleasing to God.
所以今天我们做每一件事情，如果真的是为荣耀神的名
，So today everything that we do, if we truly are to glorify the name of God,
不计算代价。大卫他知道去打也可能被打死啊，不计算代价，我就是要把神的名把它挽回过来，让他荣耀。
Disregard the price of sacrifice, because in this case David could easily die, but all he cares is to bring back the glory of God.
那这样的人就是神喜欢了。
So this kind of person will be someone that is pleasing to God.
所以我们在世界上做事情，每个人都有不同的原因。
So today in this world, everyone does sin for their own reason.
最普通的原因就是我爱我自己。
Most common reason because we love ourselves.
我爱我的家庭。
We love our own family.
所以我奋斗，我牺牲。
That therefore I work hard, I sacrifice.
但是如果这个能够再往上提升。
But if we are able to elevate this motive,
我爱神
I love God.
我这样做是为着爱神
The reason I do this is because I love God.
从最小的事情上神都会纪念的
Even from the smallest things, God will remember.
我们在庭院看到一片纸屑，要把它捡起来
In our courtyard, if we pick up a rubbish,
我把它捡起来
If we pick up a trash,
我们觉得那如果有人来到教会，怎么乱糟糟的，垃圾乱丢？这个本身就很有价值。
Because we feel that this is house of God, and we cannot let the house of God to look unclean.
或者在会堂里面，我们看到的柜垫到处都是，把它整理好，这个本身就很有意思。
Or even in the chapel, we see that the kneeling pads all over the place, so we put them all together, and this has a good motive.
有时候我们看到赞美诗到处都有。
And then sometimes we see that the hymn books are all over the place.
有时候外面人来看你们教会怎么这样呢？
And then people looking coming to our church will think, how come your church are so disorganized?
为着神的荣耀，我们把它整理好。虽然是小事，这个本身那个动机就非常的得神喜欢。
So for the glory of God, we are willing to make that effort, even though it's a small thing, but because of the motive behind it, God is pleasing.
那在这最小的事情上，我们懂得来为着神做。
So if we are able to do things for God in the smallest thing.
那再大一点的事情我们也会把神放在最重要的原因来思想。
Then when it comes to greater thing, greater task, then we know how to think for God.
所以大卫得到神的喜欢，为什么？因为他的心神最重要。
So we know here that David has found favor in the eyes of God because David regard God as the most important thing.
好，那现在他去打歌利亚，怎么打？
So how did he fight Goliath?
因为他的兄弟跟他讲你是骄傲啊。
His brother told him that you are a proud.
那扫罗也是关心啊，你这个还小啊，你怎么可以去打歌利亚？
And then Saul also is concerned because he is only a youth.
36节。
Verse 36.
说你的仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人向永生的神军队骂阵，也必像狮子跟熊一般。
So your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. 37. Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you."
所以大卫在回想他从小神怎么跟他同在。
So David recalled how God was with him when he was young.
所以他可以把狮子打死。
So he was able to kill the lion.
哦，那神一定会跟他同在，把这个辱骂神的军队哥利亚把他打死。
So he was confident that God will be with him and that enabled him to defeat this Goliath.
啊，所以大卫心里的最深处，他是依靠神在打战。
So in the deepest part of his heart, he relied God to fight this battle.
他是对神有完全的信心。
He has a complete faith to the God.
这就是神喜欢的。
And this was pleasing to God.
哦，所以今天我们在教会做圣工。
So today we do holy work in the church.
什么样的心神喜欢？
What kind of heart is pleasing to God?
如果我们想我们在世界上有两把刷子，我要来教会刷一刷，这个是神不喜欢。
Now, if we think that we possess some ability that we want to show off when we come to the church, this is not pleasing to God.
但是如果我们知道神的能力是很大的。
But today, if we know that God is all powerful,
我们只是神的工具。
We are only a vessel of Him.
这样认真来靠神。
And we truly rely on Him.
让神来用我们把他的工作做好做成。
We let God to use us to complete His task.
那这是神喜欢。
And this is pleasing to God.
所以同样做圣工。
So when it comes to doing the work of God,
什么心态很重要。
The mentality, the attitude is very important.
而最后是为神的荣耀，是靠着神的能力，这个是神喜欢。
At the end, it is doing work is because we do it for the glory of God, and we do it because we rely on the power of God. This is very important.
好像下个礼拜我们有布道会。
For example, we have a evangelical services and spiritual convocation next week.
如果我们带过慕道者，大家都知道。
If we have ever brought a true seeker to church, we know.
没有办法用口才、社会上的影响力、用你的才能，你能够说服一个人洗礼。
We cannot rely on our eloquence, our ability, or even our influence to bring a person to believe in Christ.
但这并不等于工作没有办法做成。
This does not mean that the work is not done.
我们如果真的很关心神的教会
，If we really care the Church of God，
为这件事情来祷告
，If we really care for and pray for this matter，
让神的灵、神的圣灵运行在我们当中
，And the Spirit of God will move among us，
神就会把我们当工具，这样来带领人信主。
And God will surely use us as a vessel to work, do His work.
那困难就可以解决，神就得到荣耀。
And all difficulties will be removed, and then God will be glorified.
所以在四十七节，征战的胜败全在乎神。
So in verse 47, the battles is in the hands of God.
所以大卫他也没有带刀。
So David did not bring any sword.
他也没有穿战袍。
He did not put on any armor.
他就是靠神。
He relied one thing, that's God Himself.
一个石头就把哥利亚打死。
Only one stone was able to kill Goliath.
所以面对这么大的危险，我们看大卫的所做的真的是神喜欢。
So facing with such a great danger, we can see that what David did was really pleasing to God.
好，这是第一件。
This is the first thing.
神看内心，神喜欢他。
God sees the heart, and God is very pleasing to him.
面对哥利亚，表现他神喜欢的特质。
So when he faced Goliath, he demonstrated his quality that was unique and pleasing to God.
那第二个就是面对扫罗。
A second, when he faced Saul.
好，那如果我们从刚刚读的圣经
，As from the passage we just read,
回到十六章
，Let's turn back to chapter 16.
十六节哈，从撒母耳膏他以后，神的灵就大大感动他。
So after Samuel anointed King David, and the Spirit of God greatly moved him.
但是到十四节，神的灵就离开扫罗。
But here in 14 say that the Spirit of God left Saul.
好，那有恶魔从神那里来扰乱他。
And then there was a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled Saul.
这里所谓从神来的，是指着说神允许他的。
So what this means from the Lord, meaning that it has the consent of the Lord.
所以我们看一个人啊，离神越来越远。
So when we see the person further depart from God.
但是他没有反省，没有检讨。
But if he does not repent, he does not re-examine himself.
大卫啊，不，扫罗哈，被嫉妒的心好像火在烧。
So we can see that Saul was troubled by his jealousy.
所以一直要杀大卫。
He has this heart want to kill King David.
所以在撒母耳记上二十章。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 20,
第三节
verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 3. Here says, then David took an oath again and said, your father certainly knows that I have found favor in your eyes, and he has said, do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and the death.
这里大卫说，我离死不过一步。
Here David said, I'm only a step away from death.
为什么这样讲？
Why does he say that?
因为扫罗天天要杀他。
Because Saul is determined to kill him.
好，那现在看大卫怎么面对扫罗。
So then now we think about how does David face Saul? 好，
那这个故事我们大家都很熟悉。
We are all very familiar with this story.
我们看24章。
Let's turn to chapter 24.
24章。
Chapter 24.
第四节。
Chapter 24, verse 4. Verse 4, then the men of David said to him, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you. And David arose and secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Verse 5, now it happened afterward that David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe.
好，你看，当他们同在一个洞子里面。
So when they were in the same place,
那现在大卫跟随的人就给他建议。
And the people following David suggest him.
建议他引用神讲的话。
Even they quote the word of God.
你看神应许说将你的仇敌交在你手里。
See, this is what the day that which the Lord said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand.
可以任意待他，时候到了。
And do as you wish.
这个什么意思？一刀把他杀掉，你就不会离死一步了。
So what does it mean? You kill him now, and you are done.
他也把神版拿出来呀。
And his father even quoted the word said to said by the Lord.
但是大卫只把他的衣裳割下一个角。
But we can see here David only cut off a corner of his robe.
第六节。
In verse 6.
我的主乃是神的受膏者，我在神面前万不敢伸手害他，因为他是神的受膏者。
So the Lord forbid I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord.
大卫没有把扫罗杀掉，是因为他尊重神。
So the reason that David did not kill Saul because he respected God.
他是神的受膏者。
Because he's anointed one of God.
如果他不好，神有神的方法。
If he is not good, God has his own method.
但是神并没有把扫罗交给大卫。
But however, God did not put Saul in the hand of David.
让大卫来杀他。
To let David kill Saul.
所以在这个事情上，我们就看到这个大卫哦，在最痛苦的时候，他还是把神摆在最高。
So we can see that when he was chased by Saul in a very most difficult moment, he still put God first.
难怪神喜欢他。
No wonder that God found favor.
人际关系的最高点是跟神的关系。
The highest point of our interpersonal relationship is our good relationship with God.
不是我们要做什么我就可以做。
It's not because we want to do anything we want.
也不是把神摆出来我就可以做。
It's not because we put God's word out, then we can do it in the name of God.
真正神要我怎么做。
What it matters most is what truly God wants us to do.
这个才是我们需要考虑的。
And this is something we need to truly consider.
那到了撒母耳记上二十六章。
So when it comes to chapter 26,
这发现第二次机会。
And we come to the second opportunity that David have.
大卫到了扫罗的安营的地方。
David came to the place where Saul encamped.
他的部下要建议他，你一下一刀就给他死了。
So his father told him again that just one move that he could kill him.
因为大卫已经给他机大卫已经给扫罗一个机会了。
Because David already gave Saul another opportunity.
但是大卫没有这样做。
But we know that David did not kill Saul.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我在神面前万不敢伸手害神的受膏者。
The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed.
所以大卫从心里真的是敬畏神。
So truly we see that David from the bottom of his heart truly fear God, respect God. He truly respect God.
神没有允许他不敢做。
Without God's permission, he dare not to do anything.
为什么神会用他？
This is the reason that God wants to use David.
因为他真的是合神的心意。
Because he has found favor in the eyes of God.
凡事都是想要做神认为对的事情。
He wants to do everything that's right in the eyes of God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
225首。
Sing hymn 225.
请坐.
Please be seated.
我们下个礼拜三开始就布道会。
Beginning next Wednesday is our evangelical services.
我们还有一个礼拜的时间。
We are only 1 week away.
请我每一天为这个事情来祷告。
Let's all pray for this matter every day.
求主怜悯带领祝福。
May God have mercy and may God have guide us and bless us.
五六日三天灵恩会。
And then we'll 5 days, Saturday and Sunday is our spiritual convocation.
我们如果可能的话, 我们也能够, 把礼拜五尽量拨空出来参加。
So if possible, let us set aside Friday and attend this event full time.
让我们一起来追求, 灵性的丰盛。
So that we can all pursue the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
我们最后祷告, 我们特别为灵恩布道会来祈祷。
So our final prayer, let us especially pray for this spiritual convocation. Let's all kneel down and pray together.